This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, November 26th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Pistachio growers host water summit. Citrus greening detection. Callahan nomination, a part of package. Now here's an editor's note. Daybreak West will take holiday both tomorrow and Friday. We'll be back with you on Monday. SJV leaders urge shift from water scarcity to abundance. Growers, policymakers, and water experts call for fundamental shift in California water policy from managing scarcity to building abundance during an American Pistachio Growers Seminar in Bakersfield last week. Former GOP Representative John Duarte argued the state has the technical ability to solve long-term shortages, but it lacks the political will and sustained funding to do so. That according to Scott Hamilton, president of Hamilton Resource Economics, in a post on the seminar. Duarte backed a proposal circulating in Sacramento over the last 2 years to dedicate 1% of California's $300 billion annual budget for 10 years to finance major water infrastructure and management projects. He framed the investment as compensation for water supplies previously promised but not delivered. GOP Representative Vince Fong echoed the call for abundance policies, emphasizing the need for long-term planning and federal-state alignment. Others warned that land subsidence is an immediate threat to the state's conveyance system. Department of Water Resources Deputy Director Paul Goslin said the California Aqueduct could lose up to 87% of its capacity in affected areas if subsidence is not corrected, severely impacting deliveries to Kern County and surrounding farmland. Jeff Vandal Huvel, Vice Chair for the Water Blueprint for San Joaquin Valley and Director of Regulatory and Economic Affairs for the Milk Producers Council, said the coalition's regional water plan is underway, and it could significantly narrow the gap between supply and demand, even if it cannot fully meet all needs. You can read Hamilton's full report now at agripulse.com. Detection triggers quarantine expansion for citrus greening. California agriculture officials confirmed that a sample of the insect vector for citrus greening, the Asian citrus psyllid, collected in rural Imperial County, tested positive for the bacterium that causes Heulongbyang. The find marks the latest warning sign in the citrus industry's long-running fight against the disease. According to the update from the industry's monitoring networks, the detection of the psyllid occurred recently at a residential property in the county. In response to the elevated threat, USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service announced an expansion of quarantine areas. The map lists the entire Imperial County among the portions of the state now under regulatory restriction for movement of citrus plants, fruit, and other host material. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Senate working on nomination package that includes Callahan. Senate Republican leadership assembling one more package of Trump administration nominees for a floor vote this year. A source familiar with the planning tells AgriPulse the package will include Julie Callahan, who is President Donald Trump's pick for chief agriculture negotiator at the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. Callahan advanced out of the Finance Committee last week. The source said the Senate is expected to vote on the nomination package in the coming weeks, with the process potentially starting as soon as next week. USDA delays quarterly trade outlook report, blames the government shutdown. Agriculture Department's quarterly outlook for U.S. agricultural trade report was not published as scheduled Tuesday, and a USDA official blamed the Democrats for the delay. The radical left Democrat shutdown delayed the release of key information needed to publish the quarterly trade outlook, a USDA spokesperson told AgriPulse in an email. A new publication date will be set once USDA has all the necessary data. The spokesperson did not respond to a follow-up question on when the department expects to have that data. House Democrats mount bid to lift tariffs on Pacific allies. A group of House Democrats has introduced a bill that would lift President Trump's emergency tariffs on 40 countries in the Indo-Pacific region, including U.S. allies, Australia, Japan, and South Korea. Agriculture Committee member Representative Jill Takuda of Hawaii introduced that Indo-Pacific Partner and Ally Tariff Repeal Act. It counts fellow committee member Representative Jim Costa among its six co-sponsors. Slapping our closest partners with tariffs while they face down growing Chinese aggression is backwards, counterproductive, and dangerous, and hurts American businesses and consumers, Takuda said in a statement. We must stand with our allies, not against them. Farmers criticized Trump administration over Thanksgiving meal cost. Some farmers are criticizing the Trump administration's touting of lower Thanksgiving meal costs. The criticism came during a discussion hosted by Tariffs Cost U.S., a campaign that provides global trade information. The administration has publicized a Walmart Thanksgiving basket of goods. It's about 25% less expensive than last year's and costs just under $40. However, this year's basket has fewer and different items than before. Kansas Farmers Union President Nick Lewandowski says the administration's claim includes, quote, some inaccuracies and focuses more on boosting retailer sales around Thanksgiving than on farmer profit. Farmers are already not getting a lot out of every food dollar that's spent, and you can't raise a turkey for 27 cents a pound. Doesn't work, Lewandowski says. Folks are struggling, and those misleading statements don't help. When asked whether a federal bailout could ease some of these concerns, Mary Carol Dodd, a small organic vegetable farmer, said that it may not provide meaningful relief. It's very difficult to say that a bailout could help all farmers. I feel like we need long-term sustainable solutions and not band-aids like a bailout, Dodd said. During the discussion, Tariffs Cost U.S. representative said the average U.S. tariff rate now tops 16.8%, the highest since 1935. I can honestly say farmers don't want a bailout. They want trade, added Lewandowski. Still, he said some farmers may feel compelled to accept whatever support is offered. He said farmers are going to accept whatever this government is going to give them because it might mean the difference between them surviving as farmers or not. Here's today's final word. As we gather around the table, may your table be full, may your hearts be grateful, and may your community be more connected than ever. That's CDFA Secretary Karen Ross in a Thanksgiving message ahead of tomorrow's holiday. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, November 26th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.